Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. Only here could I have Ravens Super Bowl champions heckling other Ravens from various eras here. Luke Jones, I don't know how much you know about this era. You were such a young puppy back in 1996-97 in the early era of the Ravens. But Vinny Testaverde sat right here in this chair yesterday. I haven't seen Vinny in 20 years.
Really?
And we caught up, and I know you guys went to war with Vinny. Okay. Wally Williams here, Donnie Brady from the original Purple Birds.
The OG Ravens.
The Lift the Roof, Ray Lewis.
And that's why
Memorial
we get,
Park. That's why we get heckled, because we didn't stay long enough to start collecting those rings. See? So that's why we get heckled by the other guys.
You hung around at least,
man,
though.
You've been around for the Cajun fan.
Listen,
he didn't mind what Dicker gave him.
Yeah, man, you got paid, dog.
Hey, they just brought the market up for the center, man. That's what they did. They wanted to make me a market player. So, but look, the rings are always better. Don't get that twisted.
It's always good to see you, man.
Always
how you
good,
doing?
Man. Always good.
Man, what's it like to see Zeus's little boy run around for you guys,
It's weird.
We were talking about it when I got off the plane. It's unreal. We seen him when he was an infant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, literally.
He's a little bigger now. It's unbelievable. And I was just telling Wally just the storyline. You can't make that story up. He made the Pro Bowl playing for his dad's team. Couldn't make something like that up.
You know what's amazing for me all these years into this? Like 5 minutes ago, and we're on a tight schedule, right? I'm losing my voice. I'm doing all this. I see him. I haven't seen him in like 8 or 9 years. I look up. He looks at me. He comes over. Man, the alums with the Ravens, it means a ton to me. Kyle Richardson was over here heckling you. Billy Davis was behind you and whatever. But 25 years into this, we had the Fantennial when Brian Billick went in the Ring of Honor. We had like 100 guys back of all the eras. I mean, your era, middle era, the Kim Herrings, and then we have another championship. I've been looking over his shoulder. The Super Bowl 47. Programs there and 35's there.
Yeah.
And then there's 5 over there. Man, when we got off the boat from Cleveland, I mean, you guys got to speak to what we were and Ray Lewis and John coming in to what we are right now, where everybody sits down and wonders why Lamar's not here. I mean, the Ravens have really become something. You guys were there when it launched, and it could have gone anyway. Look what happened to the Redskins, right?
Well, you know, I think the thing that was different with us and is relative to a lot of other successful programs that have been here for a very long time, that, you know, look, art will be always, to me, looked at as the focal point of laying down the foundation of what we see today with the Ravens. You know, he was one of those hands-on owners. It was a family-run operation, and he brought that family concept over from Cleveland. And that has really been the mantra of consistency to keep guys like Ozzie and to keep those guys there for a very long time to build that kind of stability. And when you're able to maintain that for a long time, well, that's success. You can parallel that to the Chiefs with the Hunt family. Mm-hmm. Okay, or you can parallel this with the Rooney family in Pittsburgh. Okay, you build it with consistency and you build it with a family foundation. The Browns were really a family-run organization because it was run by Art. That's the same thing with the Ravens, and that's the fundamental thought process that Steve Bisciotti has kept, and it really reigns supreme to this day.
Donnie, what are you doing with yourself, man? Catch up. I mean, everybody sees Wally. I mean, he's around. Sometimes I show up charity events. I run into Wally all the time.
I'm still doing the same thing. I still got my athletic training company. Changed the name. It's Proficient Sports Training now.
Where are you, in New York?
Yeah, Long Island, New York. Limbrook, New York.
Long Island.
I'm a Long Island guy.
Hey, man, my dude Barry Trotz is coaching the Islanders, so I got to get up there, man.
Yeah, absolutely. They built a new arena for them, too.
Yeah. Well, they needed one.
Yeah, for sure. But another thing that along what Wally was saying, about all those cities he said, the thing that gravitated to me that made me play the hardest was the fan base in Baltimore. The fan base was second to none. And from right when we got there, they supported us. And they made us feel like champs.
Oh, yeah.
So you couldn't, you know what I mean? They made us feel like champs, so you couldn't wait to play for. You couldn't wait to go out on Memorial Stadium. You couldn't wait to open up the new stadium when it was being built, because we knew we was part of something great.
Hey, Nestle,
something bigger than.
You guys wanted a football team here bad.
Oh, yeah, man.
Okay. And we could feel, coming from Cleveland,
right?
We can feel the change of being somewhat ousted and that fan base, you know, what we were dealing with there. and then coming and feeling that love there in Baltimore. So to have that combination there, oh, man.
The fans was like, we're not letting this team go.
Correct.
There's no more team that's going to leave in the middle of the night, pack their things up, and head out.
Right.
This team's going to be here.
But it feels like 24 minutes ago is 24 years ago now.
That's crazy.
Right? You know, and
that's
all,
crazy.
And the Super Bowl programs, and the fact that everybody thinks it should be here, it gives us a feeling that maybe in Tampa next year, hopefully soon we get back to this. Lamar put on a show this year, huh?
Yeah.
For anybody that loves football, I mean, you had ran around trying to chase guys like that. You were trying to run block for guys like that.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the slobber knocking going on the front line. The O-line guys love getting downhill and blocking.
Oh, yeah.
It was a fun ride this year.
Definitely. Look, we had plans of coming here before the year started, but it made it even better when we knew the Ravens were having a season they were going to have. Mm-hmm. So we were expecting this whole thing to be a black and purple weekend, baby.
I mean, we landed in East Chiefs Factory. I'm like, they're drinking our beer. They're staying in our hotels.
Right.
They're eating our stone crabs.
They definitely bought it from people that wasn't decided not to come. But we saw a lot of Ravens jerseys here. They said we're coming anyway.
Right.
Because the Ravens are going to be back. This was just the start. I think they were supposed to get to this level. And now the next year, things is going to be different. They get the experience. You got to get a taste of it. You know, this is the Super Bowl. You just can't walk in there. It's not as smooth as it always looks all the time.
You guys come down here for the sunshine, right?
Well, we've already said next year's Super Bowl in Tampa. Ravens 2000.
Oh, yes.
Was Tampa.
It was Tampa.
20th anniversary of the Ravens' first Super Bowl.
We brought that up with Coach Billick.
I don't know. That sounds pretty good.
That's a pretty good one right there.
I'm
going
to talk to Mulatalo about the Kakua nuts and put those on, you know, from Art. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The same locker room and everything. So,
just bring it right back, man. Just bring it right. The whole scenario. It has to be ceremonial.
I bring people together, man. Togetherness.
That's what
we do, man.
That's what you do, man.
Donnie, thanks for saying hello, man. Getting up on me.
Wally, I appreciate
you guys making a quick stop in here.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have more Ravens from all sorts of eras. Some of them like Donnie Brady and Wally Williams. And we got some champions coming through here as well. Anquan Boldin going to be joining us this week. We've had Vinny Testaverde, Brian Billick, Rod Woodson. Who am I missing? Am I missing anybody?
Yeah, plenty. Check it out in the audio vault.
Buy at Toyota.com audio vault there. All of our thanks to our friends at Royal Farms, Real Fresh, Real Fast, the Tasty Coffee, knocking the cups over. We're playing tip the cup around here. Get me some Western fries when I get back as well. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, and WNST Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop going horse on Radio Row.